This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sarah Gardner was talking yesterday on the program about coal and how, with domestic demand drying up in the face of new regulations and cheaper natural gas, American mining companies are looking to China as a potential new market. Well, as promised, here's our China correspondent Rob Schmitz with the second half of that story, whether the Chinese actually want our coal.
China burns 3.5 billion tons of coal a year, as much as the rest of the world combined. Here, in the mountains of Shanxi province, is where much of it comes from. Red coal trucks the size of armored vehicles cut through the toxic sulfur smog blanketing China's coal country. Coal continues to move out of Shanxi to China's rapidly growing coast at a steady pace, but the industry is in flux. Coal prices are at historic lows, pollution from burning coal at historic highs. Companies are spending more cleaning up their mines, making them safer, and there's little money left for miners.
We make a fraction of the salary we made a couple years ago, and that's if we get it at all.
Coal miner Ma Huiming says his company Yangmei Group owes him and others here in the mining town of Majiapo 3 months of unpaid wages. His neighbor Ma Yingfei says there's another reason behind the hard times in China's coal country.
So many power plants on China's coasts are now importing coal from foreign countries instead of buying our coal.
The reason boils down to simple economics. Hu Xiaoyong works on mergers and acquisitions for government-owned coal companies in Shanxi's capital city of Taiyuan.
Because we lack the infrastructure here, moving coal from China's mountains to its coast by rail or by truck is actually more expensive than shipping coal from foreign countries. That's why China's big coastal cities are abandoning Shanxi coal.
Coal imports to China are up 20% over last year. Most of that coal arrives on ships from Australia and Indonesia, and perhaps someday from the U.S. Proposed terminals in the Pacific Northwest could export more than 100 million tons of coal a year to China.
China consumes over 3 billion tons of coal a year. And so if you're looking at a port of a little over 100 million tons, you're talking about less than a percent. It would be a really small change to the overall coal mix.
That's Susanna Krober. She's an energy analyst at J Capital in Beijing. She says 100 million tons of American coal a year would be a drop in the bucket for China. Krober thinks China would buy it, ironically, for environmental reasons. Coal from Montana's Powder River Basin, which would be burned at power plants, produces less sulfur emissions than much of China's domestic coal. Though China's investing billions in renewable energy, the sheer number of Chinese entering the middle class and using more electricity than ever means coal is going to stick around for a while.
China's going to burn coal. They don't really have another option. So if your options are replacing worse coal with better coal, then that's probably a good trade-off.
But for the environment, it's not an ideal trade-off. Wang Tao is a climate expert at the Carnegie Tsinghua Center for Global Policy. He says coal consumption in China will continue to grow. The China National Coal Association predicts the country will burn 4.8 billion tons of coal by 2020, a more than 70% increase from what China burns today. And that will make China an attractive market for U.S. and Australian imports, both of which are low sulfur. But
there could be a scenario that the coal prices from U.S. is so cheap that it makes coal-fired power plants much more competitive and actually squeeze out of the space, for example, renewables or hydropower. So this is a side effect we have to consider.
In other words, China, currently hooked on low-quality coal, becomes addicted to cleaner-burning coal and then shuts out cleaner energy solutions. Whether it's imported coal or renewable energy, villagers in Majiapo hope something replaces the dirty coal being mined from their mountains. Ma Huiming looks in disgust at the stream running by his home that provides the village with its drinking water. It's turned bright orange.
The mining company discharges all its wastewater into the stream, and now look at it. It's all poisoned. The dust from the mine has turned the cabbage in the fields pitch black. Who pays for the cost of all this pollution? We do.
Ma says the way things are now, he'd be happy to lose his salary at the coal mine and make less as a farmer if it meant his children could drink clean water and breathe clean air. But beyond the mountains of Shanxi, the world's largest metropolises continue to grow. And so does their hunger for coal. In Shanxi province, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.